Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. Yeshua is not the Hebrew name for Jesus. We began our journey 11 sessions ago with this statement. As true as the statement is, it was made with the intention to grab you, to rile you up a little bit, to cause you to begin to challenge your own preconceived ideas, your assumptions, your paradigms. The Messianic Jewish movement itself is a paradigm challenger. Its very existence is forcing a shift in mindsets within both Christianity and Judaism. Indeed, we should expect nothing less. The Messianic Jewish movement began almost 2,000 years ago, radically challenging the paradigms of the day. During the last 11 sessions, we have not only been examining the scriptures, exploring history, and gazing into the future, we have been taking a long, hard look at ourselves. We have had face-to-face confrontations with scripture and fact that buck against our long-held beliefs and established practices. We have been brought to the point of decision, whether we will simply continue in our beliefs and practices or put them to the test and commit ourselves to the outcome. In this, our final session, we're going to push the envelope. Some of the things in this lesson may make us a little uncomfortable, but I want you to know that they aren't intended to offend and they aren't directed at any particular person or group. The point of this message is to make every person hearing it, myself included, take a hard look at ourselves for the sake of refinement and encouragement in our mutual goals and ministry together. In these teachings, we have challenged our paradigms regarding the nature of Scripture, Judaism, Christianity, Israel, the Torah, Jews and Gentiles, and much more. We journeyed through history, seeing the rise and fall of Israel, her assimilation and dispersion, her temporary returns, and the coming of her Messiah. We saw Judaism and Christianity develop as separate entities, with that separation continuing to this day. We noted problems within both Judaism and Christianity, and their conflicts with the faith of the Scriptures. And we looked at the modern Messianic Jewish movement, and saw that it is still trying to define itself, trying to understand where it fits in the body of Messiah and within Israel. But even through all the Scripture, all the history, and all the challenges to our preconceived ideas, we have not yet addressed the biggest paradigm challenger of them all. Whether we are Jews in Judaism, Gentiles in Christianity, or Jews and Gentiles in the Messianic Jewish movement, we all rely to some degree on the Scriptures for direction for our lives. The problem is, the way we live and worship today does not even closely resemble the life and worship of the Scriptures. Here's the built-in problem. Nowhere in the Scriptures are we given instructions for dealing with the following situations. 1. Israel as a dispersed nation. Though the world exists today with Israeli statehood in the form of the modern state of Israel, Israeli statehood does not equal a scripturally restored Israel. The very fact that the majority of Jews still live in the diaspora negates the idea that Israel is presently a restored nation.